Hello and welcome to the March 21st episode of This Week in Kirkland, the official podcast of the City of Kirkland, bringing you timely topics and noteworthy news delivered to you every week. I'm your host, Jim Lopez, one of two deputy city managers here at the city, joined today by two members of our podcast team.
Hello, I'm Sue Romero.
And David Wolbrecht.
As well as our special guest, Officer Tiffany Tremblay. Welcome back!
Woohoo! Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you here and to hear all about Talk With A Cop event.
Mm-hmm. Coming up here.
But before we do, here are the topics we're talking about this week.
Yes, we've got some announcements, like an upcoming blood drive right here at City Hall, mm-hmm. retirements and promotions in the Kirkland Fire Department, yep. and how to help guide the next 20 years of Kirkland's journey.
Yeah, that's right. A few heads up. Parks Jobs Fair is happening March 30th. More events to sign up for. I think there's like five or six. Plus a recap of the week's city council meeting.
But first, my friends, our big story of the week. Mm-hmm. Big changes are happening along the Juanita Drive corridor.
Yep.
As part of our efforts to improve safety, mm-hmm. traffic flow, and adding a buffered bike lane.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So, folks, the biggest change you might have already been seeing is that trees are starting to come down this week.
Yep.
But rest assured, the contractor will replace nearly 40 trees as part of the project.
Okay. That's good to know. We'll also be having a daytime closure of 79th Way Northeast for several months. So here's your heads up mm-hmm. as we also add a new left turn lane at Northeast 120th.
Yeah, and for more details about this project and impacts to traffic, just visit our Kirkland website and we'll have a link in the show notes.
Yeah, as always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the most recent meeting of the Kirkland City Council was on Tuesday, March 19th. Here's what happened.
Yeah, so on the business agenda, council suspended exploration of a community pool ballot measure in 2024 and provided direction on potential interim uses of the Houghton Park and Ride while long-term plans are developed.
And there's some really cool ideas.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like pickleball.
And, yeah. A pump track.
That's all you care about is the pickleball.
I'm ready to roll.
Did we mention pickleball? Did we mention pickleball?
And a community garden.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Cool. Council also assigned the name Raven Way to the private access road. The driveway, the way to get in to Juanita High School.
That was fun.
Yeah. So that's cool because it was a student-led
showed up,
initiative.
Totally. Mm-hmm. The mayor also proclaimed March 17th through 23rd as National Safe Place Week in Kirkland. And read more on the city's website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and prior to the business agenda, council held a joint meeting with the Transportation Commission to discuss the commission's two-year work plan.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, quick side note. Mm-hmm. You may have heard in the media
that
Seattle Kraken are interested in that Houghton Park and Ride space.
Right. Where pickleball's going in. Did we mention pickleball?
Temporarily. So they did. And just as a quick backstory for everyone, they did contact the city unsolicited. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of my roles here is as the economic development director. I got the duty to call them back, mm-hmm. which wasn't a heavy lift for me. I'm a big hockey fan. And the first thing I said to him, to their leadership, I said, look, I'm a Boston Bruins fan.
Yeah, you got to just lay it on the table.
I had to lay it on the table.
Yeah.
And I said, is this going to be a problem?
Yeah, oof, what'd they say?
They kind of laughed.
Oh.
It's not a problem.
All right, so that's not a problem for you to continue dialogue and exploration of this concept. Where are we at with it?
Yeah, they put a really cool proposal to the city, and mm-hmm. we have it on the website.
Oh, right, okay.
But this is just one of many proposals. So
okay.
The council's thinking about what they're going to do with the site. It's 5.5 acres. There's a lot of possibilities. So stay mm-hmm. tuned.
Okay.
One of many proposals, but an interesting one to follow.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the council meetings, as we talked about, are streamed live on the city's YouTube channel, Facebook page, and on the city's website.
Mm-hmm.
So my friends, lend an arm and save a life at the City Hall Blood Drive.
That means blood donations are a critical need by our local hospitals every day. They need your help. They need your arm and mm-hmm. your blood. So a little discomfort, and you also get snacks after Woo-hoo! Because they don't want you to pass out.
Well, that's a key.
That can help save a life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So City Hall Blood Drive is happening April 23rd and 24th. Book a donation now. Link in the show notes.
Yes, excellent. Mm-hmm. So speaking of saving a life, Sue, it sounds like this week's CPR class was... Yep, standing room only again.
I know. Actually, we did haul in a bunch of extra chairs, so everyone was sitting.
Oh, okay.
Sitting
and I
room.
Was too. Man, I learned so much. So just being in the class, if you guys go unconscious, break a bone, or get a cut and start bleeding, I should be able to save all your lives.
Oh, well, that's reassuring
okay.
to know.
Okay. All right.
So we had over 30 community members there attending the training at Fire Station 22.
Awesome.
We learned how to handle emergency situations. Of course, the CPR, which... Those compressions are harder than they look.
Yeah,
have
for
you
sure.
pushed on a dummy. If the green light doesn't go on, you're not pushing hard enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like a 2 inches down.
That's
like,
what we call immediate feedback.
Don't be gentle, because otherwise you won't save them.
Yeah.
So the demand is really high for these classes. We've already got the next one teed up. It's going to be on April 11th, and we've added classes for May and June as well.
Mm-hmm. It's really cool because, you know, the popularity of these classes, you know, folks, our actions truly do speak to our values. Mm-hmm. And we say all the time how much this is a caring community. And, you know, the popularity of CPR classes is one piece of evidence of that, I think. It's really
people want to help.
It's really wonderful to see. So you know who else knows CPR?
Who?
Our amazing firefighters.
Oh.
And some of them just achieved some major career milestones.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So earlier this month, the fire department honored some firefighter promotions, retirements, and also a service recognition. And all their family and friends were there.
It was so cool. Really wonderful to see that.
So who got promoted? Evan Hurley, promoted to lieutenant.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Ooh. Chris Bailey, promoted to captain.
Well done.
Well done, Captain Bailey.
And then retirements, Chris Martin after 27 years.
Wow.
And then Ken Henderson after 32 years. There were some really good stories from other firefighters who were there, who like those were their role models. It was just awesome.
Really so great. Cool. You know, if you go to enough of these events, they really are moving. And you listen to the stories of folks that have been here decades.
Mm. Yep.
And you get the narrative history of the city. Mm. You know, you get it in one story at a time. And the imagery of how the city has progressed and what firefighters were doing or police officers were doing 2 or 3 decades ago, it's just really interesting to hear and see and feel. It was a wonderful moment, a reflection, and a lot of gratitude.
Yeah, and how much has changed. Mark Young, who was our former fire marshal, also was recognized for 32 years, which is amazing,
Congrats.
Too.
Congratulations, Mark.
Interested in becoming a firefighter?
Yeah.
Learn more on the website.
Yeah. So the city needs your help in planning for the next 20 years. We talked about decades past. How about decades into the future?
That's right. 20 years. Mm-hmm. So Kirkland is our home. It's where we work, where we shop and dine, where we play. We love it here, and it's such an amazing community to be a part of.
Yeah, and it doesn't just happen all by
itself. No, it doesn't, Sue.
It's guided by intentional long-range planning by dedicated city staff.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's us.
But they can't do it alone. They need your help. And to make sure we're hearing your vision for Kirkland's unfolding journey.
How about it? So if this is of interest to you, you should check out, we have a fancy schmancy new website, kirklandwa.gov/K2044.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. For Kirkland 2044. So the next 20 years.
Come and be a part of that.
Jim, do they need to have like down-to-earth ideas?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you can suspend reality. Bring some vision.
All like ideas are accepted,
All
right?
ideas are accepted.
Like electric, personal, drone, copter charging things. Stations.
Just
can
bring
we have,
it off.
Like city hoverboards?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Just bring it all and we'll figure it out.
Awesome.
Just bring it all. So mark your calendar and attend our park's job fair on March 30th. David, is this a typo?
No, Jim. 150.
There's 150 job
There
positions.
Are 150 positions open.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so they're available in park maintenance, aquatics, camp, special events, recreation, and more. And what's really great is folks can apply just on the spot, and we're given on-site interviews for most of the positions.
And parks is like the department of fun.
The department of fun.
Like everyone should check it out.
And I am the personal advocate for the lifeguard position. I love being a lifeguard.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. Great summer job. Get some.
Are you going to play?
You know.
Are you going to be there?
maybe I'll come down.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey, career path for lifeguards. Because it was back in
lifeguard
high school, college.
Lifeguard to deputy city manager.
Hey, there you go.
Boom.
Yeah. Straight line.
And while you have your calendars out, here are some other cool upcoming events for you to check out.
Kirkland Business Pitch Competition. You know what I'm talking about,
it's
right?
It's so much fun.
Shark Tank meets The Voice.
Yes.
April 3rd at the Kirkland Performance Center. Hear all the great ideas.
Yeah, and I'll be emceeing that event.
Oh.
I will.
So you know it'll be fun.
Yeah, get your autograph signed.
Yeah.
Future Women in Fire Service event. So if any women are interested in the fire service, there's a weekend of hands-on fire and EMS activities. Apply for this by March 24th.
Spring Community Emergency Response Training Class, otherwise known as CERT.
Yes. Mm.
You want to know what to do in a disaster? Come to the class. Training on preparing your homes and neighborhoods to respond to disaster. Classes start April 25th, and it's like a series of classes, so you want to attend them all, and you want to register today.
Also, the Kirkland Police is hosting the public safety testing. So this is the first step in the journey to become a police officer. And these tests aren't offered locally very often. So
right. And yeah. this mm-hmm. time at the Kirkland Justice Center at the KPD on May 4th.
So it's super convenient.
Yeah.
If you this is an opportunity.
Join KPD. You'll also be there. You could.
That's mm-hmm. really great. Great
Talk
opportunity.
To officers. Find out how great they are.
Mm-hmm. So apparently we also have something called a sound bath.
Yes.
What is that?
And it's backed by popular demand.
Yes. So this is a parks recreation program.
Yeah.
I think it's like a relaxing thing. You can come let go of stress and tension and heal through the vibrations of sound.
Really cool.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you don't get into a tub and...
No. Okay. I think it's more like a concert is to an avalanche as this class is to a bath.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And several classes are coming up, and we do have info in the show notes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So springtime brings nicer weather, thankfully, mm-hmm. which Yay. Brings more, of course, construction,
which
brings more traffic.
It has to be done.
So be in the know before you go. Here's the scoop.
Mm-hmm. Puget Sound Energy continues daytime work at Lake Street and Kirkland Avenue in downtown ahead of the pedestrian scramble project and its full closure of that intersection. It's not April Fool's, beginning April 1st.
Yeah, yes.
Right. And also Main Street, yes. The Main Street,
the Main
will be
Street.
Closed for daytime work now through March 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, for construction updates and answers to your questions on I-405 and Northeast 85th, which people do, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. It's a big one.
You can attend quarterly update meetings. We do have a virtual meeting on March 26th.
Mm-hmm.
So registration, of course, is in the show notes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to...
Dun, da, da, da.
5 and 5. 5 questions, 5 minutes.
Not really.
Not
all. Ever. Yeah, anymore.
Ever. With our very special guest, Tiffany Tremblay. Welcome, Tiffany.
Woo!
Yay.
Thank you.
So, Tiffany, you're a neighborhood resource officer. Could you remind us, because you've been on the show before, you're kind of a podcast star now,
mm-hmm.
but could you remind us what a neighborhood resource officer does?
Yeah, I get to be the liaison between the police department with our city and our community.
Nice.
Yeah, in a nutshell.
That's kind of a big job.
It is a great job.
It's a great job. Big and great. Big and great. And you're here to talk about the Talk with a Cop program.
Yeah.
We're kind of talking with a cop right now.
Yeah, love it.
So we're gonna take advantage of that opportunity. But first, what are you doing for fun these days?
Gosh, for fun these days. Well, as you said, the weather's starting to get nicer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So fun outside. That's been the latest and greatest.
What does that look like for you?
Oof, come into a park in Kirkland.
Yeah, our parks are just gorgeous. And you know, after you have a few days of rain, they're even more gorgeous.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
So you're here to talk about the annual community event, Talk with a Cop. What's that all about?
Well, it's an opportunity for us to get out in the community and open up the conversation to be with cops in a setting, not at the police department, not interview, interrogation, but actually out in the community, just normal conversation.
Yeah.
Bring your suggestions, your ideas. We want to hear them.
Awesome. So this is kind of like coffee with a cop.
It is, but
there's no requirement to have coffee.
No requirement to have coffee. And we want to put a spin on it, right? Do something a little different.
A little different.
For Kirkland, right?
So where is it going to be?
So this time it's going to be at Nectar. That's off Northeast 124th Street near the police department.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they decided to partner with us this time.
Is that a juice bar?
It's a juice bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Kind of an iteration
of the
coffee.
Hey,
it is
spring,
juice with
the cup. Juice with the cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I were, say, having a talk with a cop.
Over juice.
Yes, I'd probably ask something like, has anyone ever asked in your talks how to become a police officer?
Yeah. That's a great question.
Oh, that's good to know.
I mean, I'm going to point back to we're having an event. What, May 4th?
May 4th.
Okay,
yeah.
May the public
safety
be with you.
Testing.
Yeah. Uh-huh, do that. Also, we started a cadre within our department that kind of helps guide participants along in the process so that we have somebody to, like, ask questions.
Oh, good.
Right, because there's a lot of steps.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's some Google that you can do, right?
That's right.
Thank you for that. But I think having a guide throughout the process would be helpful.
Here's what to expect.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
So, how about this one?
Hit me.
What's changed the most since you started?
That's a great question.
How long have you been here?
Ooh, and then good.
What's so, changed?
16 years in law enforcement, and a lot has changed. I want to highlight two things, actually, if I can. Seeing more women in law enforcement. I love that. When you were just two of patrol officers. Yes. Now we have so many at KPA.
There were, in February, there were 20.
There were 20, in our post. Exactly. So that's always a highlight. And then the second thing I want to highlight is just kind of normalizing the badge, seeing the person behind the uniform. So I've much appreciated that because we all have families and we're all there for the right reasons. Yeah,
that's really cool.
I have a question. So what's the coolest thing about being a cop?
Ooh, gosh, that's a good one.
I know there are
many.
It's
a great one. Oof.
So, funny aside, of course, I want to say the lights and the sirens, and we can do the fun training, right? But I would say, on a serious note, it's an opportunity to change somebody's life. So, if you've had a long career, there usually is a person that has come back to you. But you don't always see the stories later.
Yeah, sure.
But that will come back to you and say, hey, you changed my life.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's so good.
Purpose-driven work.
Yeah.
Purpose-driven work.
Every day. Well, Tiffany, I have a question. Last time you were on, we chatted briefly about Great British Baking Show.
Oh, yes.
The Bake Off. So are you into the spinoffs, like the juniors and the professionals?
You got to give us all the insight.
Is it just Paul and Prue for you?
Oh, no. And to all the spinoffs.
That's right.
How can you not?
I mean, right? Yeah. Now, are you like taking notes while you're watching, or are you just purely enjoying the sugar-fueled adrenaline?
Ooh, I would say the notes are noted in my brain, does make me feel like I can be that great of a baker.
It's so inspirational.
It is inspirational.
Okay, I love that.
And
like
has it translated? Can do it. Yeah. I can do it.
Has
right?
it translated into some baked items?
Gosh, I would say the only baked item I've made lately has been homemade hamburger buns.
Hey,
wow, that's interesting.
Okay. Nice. Don't go to the store, make it at home.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well,
for those of us who kind of love a good hamburger.
Hey, there you go. Well, you know, baking bread, right? Whoever wins bread week usually is in the final.
Interesting. Yes.
So, good tip, right?
There you go.
Well, we had a meeting the other day, and our other deputy city manager, Julie Underwood, she cooked an amazing
Guinness cake. Yeah.
Ooh.
Kind of got me thinking maybe we have a bake-off.
Oh.
City Manager's Office, Kirkland Police Department.
Oh.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, no. I can't actually make... I'm very good at writing checks for others to cash. What did I just do? We'll have to cogitate on that.
Okay, all right. Well.
But only... Only if we can do it for charity.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
That is cool.
Making it better.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah. Tiffany, anything else you're watching or reading these days?
Gosh, watching or reading. You know, I love a good crime novel, as silly as it is.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. And then, of course, you know, the cop show on TV where you kind of get to go, okay, no, that's not real.
You kind of watch it to find out what's just really not realistic.
Oh, totally.
It's so interesting because we asked that question to our guests, and invariably someone's citing a book, a movie, or a show that is like, really relevant to their job.
It's like a public works professional being like, how infrastructure is structured.
It's kind of adorable, really.
It's amazing.
Okay, so Tiffany, will you stick around for our pop quiz?
I would love to stick around for the pop quiz.
Yes, thank you. This is our multiple choice trivia. One of these answers is 100% juice, while the others are a bunch of additives, which means, of course, we just made them up.
Yeah.
Option A, apple juice is one of the most popular fruit juices in the United States. And according to the USDA, people drank an average of nearly 15 pounds of apple juice per person in 2021.
Okay.
That's a lot.
That's option A.
Interesting.
Option B. In 1869, a dentist named Thomas B. Welch developed a pasteurization method that allowed for the storage of juice that allowed it to turn into alcohol.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Grape fermentation process.
1869.
Welch.
Option C, when orange juice spills on the floor, the rate at which it spreads is called pulp friction.
Ah, okay. That's very physics.
It's a physics term.
Yes, that seems very plausible.
Yeah,
I feel like I know the Welch name from like the,
grape
like,
juice?
Yeah, like the mm-hmm. aisle. I don't know, Tiffany, any thoughts
totally.
Here?
Oh, totally, grape juice. Grape
yeah.
juice. I see the grapes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, right?
Visualization there.
So, but it turned into alcohol? Yeah. I haven't, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like we humans invented that process a little bit longer yeah. ago, but I don't know. I don't think I drank 15 pounds of apple juice. So I'm going to go with B, Welch.
Well, the answer actually is option A.
I drank 15 pounds of apple juice.
Yeah, you did.
21? Oh my gosh.
You totally forgot.
Apples are actually the most popular fruit because it comes in at least 5 different forms. Fresh, canned, frozen, dried, and juice.
Mm-hmm.
For a combined total of 26 pounds of apples consumed per person in 2021.
I mean, I think if we're just talking pure apples, that's an undercount for me.
And it's great news for the apple state.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Washington State.
Brings even new meaning to the apple cup.
Yeah. Apples sure are popular, but did you know?
Did you know?
Oh, here we go.
What?
Thomas Welch's method actually prevents juice from turning into alcohol. Ah, okay. And that product later became known as Welch's grape juice.
Oh, you got
uh-huh.
it.
Bravo. Branding. Well done, folks.
You knew it.
So there you go.
All right.
Tiffany, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank
we
you
love having me. You.
Woo, thank you.
And don't forget, Talk with a Cop is coming up March 27th at Nectar Juice Bar. It happens 10 to 1.
And that does it for this week, my friends. You've been listening to This Week in Kirkland. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and
share.
Special thanks to Anthony Girardi, Mike Connor, Chris Peterson, and Kate Ryan for their behind-the-scenes magic.
Thank you, guys.
Our next episode is March 28th. Until then,
stay connected, Kirkland.